Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard with your Bengals training camp report for day one. It is brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare provider of the Cincinnati Bengals. Training camp 2015 got underway under ideal weather conditions. 76 degrees with a few cotton ball clouds overhead. Not too toasty for the players or the fans. Before practice, quarterback Andy Dalton met with reporters and sounded optimistic about the possibility of a contract extension being worked out prior to the start of this season. Then he went out and looked sharp on day one. In 11-on-11 drills, Andy completed 19 of 23 passes with at least 7 of those connections going to A.J. Green. Most of his attempts were of the short and quick variety, although he was 2-for-2 on deep balls, one to Green and the other to Mohamed Sanu. Dalton also fired a nice completion up the seam through a tight window to Tyler Eifert about 15 yards downfield. In injury-related news, it was great to see cornerback Leon Hall back on the field for the first day of training camp, exactly 9 months and 4 days after tearing his Achilles in the 7th game of the year last year against Detroit. It's obviously the second time in the last 3 years that Hall is looking to rebound from a torn Achilles, and after making a great comeback in 2012, Hall sounds confident that he can do it again.
I mean, I feel like I felt years ago before I did the first one. And I've heard numerous times that your Achilles is technically stronger after you have the surgery. I wouldn't suggest going tearing your Achilles, but that's just what I heard, I mean, from the docs and, you know, just people in general. So that's good. I mean, that's good news. I mean, I feel better. I feel good. So it's just hope it translates to the field.
In other injury-related news, offensive lineman Clint Bowling was back for the first day of training camp, coming back from a torn ACL. Clint was the starting left guard with a first-team offense on day one, and he lined up next to center Russell Bodine, the rookie from North Carolina, who was the starter on day one with a first-team offense. One big-name player who did not practice on day one was left tackle Andrew Whitworth due to an apparent left calf injury, but Whit appeared to be in good spirits today at practice, and it's not thought that his injury is serious. The Bengals will hold their second training camp practice on Friday afternoon, beginning at 3 o'clock. The gates outside of Paul Brown Stadium on the practice fields across the street open at 2:30. I'm Dan Hoard, and that's your Bengals training camp report.